Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. To Make Men Free: A History of the Republican Party is a political history by Heather Cox Richardson that traces the Republican Party from its founding in the 1850s through the Great Recession, with an updated epilogue reflecting on the Trump era. Rather than offering a simple chronological party biography, the book examines how the GOP repeatedly shifted between reformist, democratic impulses and more conservative, pro-business, and exclusionary currents. Richardson uses the party's history to explain how debates over government power, economic opportunity, taxation, regulation, race, and immigration shaped Republican identity over time. The result is both a historical narrative and an argument about the long-term consequences of ideological conflict inside the party. Readers interested in U.S. political development, conservatism, and the origins of contemporary partisan polarization will find the book especially useful because it connects 19th century party formation to modern political patterns, without treating them as disconnected events. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lincoln's Republican Party and the promise of broad economic opportunity. Richardson begins with the Republican Party's origins in the anti-slavery politics of the 1850s and Abraham Lincoln's belief that government should protect the conditions for broad economic advancement. In this view, the party was not only a response to slavery, but also a defense of a more open economic order in which ordinary citizens could rise through their own effort. That early Republican vision matters because it establishes the standard by which later versions of the party are judged throughout the book. Richardson shows that the party was never a single fixed ideology from the start, but a coalition with competing ideas about democracy, markets, and federal power. By foregrounding Lincoln, she makes the founding period central to the entire argument. Every later Republican debate is measured against whether the party still serves opportunity for the many or has become a vehicle for entrenched wealth and privilege. This framing gives the book both its historical anchor and its interpretive tension. Secondly, the recurring struggle between reform Republicans and pro-business Republicans. A major theme of the book is the recurring conflict inside the GOP between reform-minded Republicans and those who favored limited government and protection of property and capital. Richardson follows this conflict across the Gilded Age and Progressive Era, when the party contained figures who supported trust-busting, infrastructure, and a more active public role, as well as leaders who resisted regulation and sided more closely with business interests. This internal struggle is one of the book's most important analytical tools because it explains Republican change not as a clean ideological shift, but as a repeated cycle of factional conflict. Richardson uses that cycle to show why the party could generate progressive presidents such as Theodore Roosevelt and later still move toward more conservative economic politics. The point is not simply that Republicans changed over time, but that their changes came from unresolved arguments over whether the party existed to empower citizens or to defend established economic power. That tension helps explain the party's long instability. Thirdly, how race and xenophobia were used to reshape Republican politics. Richardson argues that when Republican reformers tried to expand government or regulate economic power, their opponents often mobilized racial resentment and xenophobia to undermine those efforts. This is one of the book's sharpest claims, and it links political realignment to the manipulation of social fear. She shows how appeals to racial hierarchy and suspicion of immigrants helped recast taxation, regulation, and social reform as threats to freedom, redistribution, or dependency. In this account, the language of limited government often served as a political shield for protecting privilege and narrowing the idea of who counted as fully American. The book does not treat race as a side issue. It treats racial politics as central to the party's transformation. That approach helps explain why the GOP could appeal to working-class voters while still advancing policies that favored business and wealth. The historical pattern Richardson draws is that exclusionary politics repeatedly offered a way to unify voters around cultural grievance when economic reform threatened established interests. Fourthly, Hamiltonian and Jeffersonian impulses as a framework for understanding GOP division. One of Richardson's most useful interpretive tools is her distinction between Hamiltonian and Jeffersonian tendencies within the Republican Party. In her usage, the Hamiltonian wing accepts a more energetic national state and sees government as a tool for order and opportunity, while the Jeffersonian wing distrusts centralized authority and tends to emphasize obstruction, suspicion of elites, and a narrower interpretation of freedom. This framework helps Richardson organize a long and complex history without reducing it to a simple left-right spectrum. It also clarifies why the party can simultaneously celebrate Lincoln and reject much of the government activism associated with later reformers. By using this division, Richardson shows that the party's identity crisis is structural, not accidental. The reader sees how Republican presidents and candidates could move back and forth between these impulses depending on historical conditions, electoral strategy, and internal pressure. The framework gives the book coherence while also making sense of the party's repeated inability to settle on one stable governing philosophy. Lastly, from Reagan through the Great Recession to the Trump era, the modern crisis of the GOP. The later chapters bring the historical argument into the modern era by tracing how the Republican Party moved from the Reagan coalition through the post-Cold War period and into the Great Recession. Richardson shows that modern conservatism intensified older patterns rather than inventing them from nothing. As the party became more reliant on anti-government rhetoric, cultural grievance, and media-driven identity politics, its distance from Lincoln-era ideas of broad opportunity widened. The updated epilogue on the Trump era extends this analysis by treating Trump not as an isolated disruption, but as a consequence of long-developing fractures inside the GOP. The modern period therefore serves as the book's culmination. The party's internal conflict becomes a public crisis over democracy, governance, and legitimacy. Richardson does not present easy remedies, but she does suggest that understanding the party's past is essential to understanding its present condition. This final movement gives the book contemporary relevance while keeping the explanation grounded in long-term historical development rather than short-term commentary. In conclusion, To Make Men Free is best suited for readers who want a serious, historically grounded explanation of how the Republican Party developed, fractured, and transformed into its modern form. It will appeal to students of American political history, readers of conservatism, and anyone trying to understand why debates over government, race, taxation, and economic power remain so persistent in U.S. politics. Its practical value lies in showing that today's partisan conflicts are not random or purely personality-driven. They are rooted in long-running struggles over the meaning of freedom and the purpose of government. What distinguishes the book from many other political histories is its combination of breadth and interpretation. Richardson does not simply list elections and presidents. She uses the party's full arc to show how internal contradictions repeatedly shaped Republican identity, making the book both a history of a party and a diagnosis of a political tradition. Compared with shorter campaign-focused accounts or partisan commentary, it offers a deeper structural explanation of why the GOP has changed and why those changes still matter. If you would like to support Heather Cox Richardson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.